Outside Health and Fitness Podcast, Episode 36, 10 Tips for Running in Cold Weather. Hi, this is Steve Stearns from OutsideHealthAndFitness.com, and the following is a segment from the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. For complete episodes and more information on getting outside and in shape, visit OutsideHealthAndFitness.com. But even when the temperature drops into that really frigid range, there are some benefits to sticking to your outside running routine. I mean, right now the temps are perfect. I feel great when I'm running, and I know it's going to get colder, but if I can run now, I can get myself ready for these colder temperatures and experience some of these benefits. So let's talk about a few of these. Number one, it is easier to run when the temperatures are cooler. It reduces the chance of heat kind of stressing out your body, and that makes it easier to run. When you're running in that hot weather, it can really take a toll on your body, which explains why so many marathons are held in cooler months like October and November. Another thing, another benefit to running when it's colder is that you can fake out your metabolism. When you run in colder months, you get a chance to shake things up and your body's not quite used to it. In fact, according to Dr. David Edelson, exposing yourself to slightly colder temperatures than you're used to might naturally boost your metabolism, and that helps you burn more calories without the extra effort. So that's a pretty good benefit to running when it's a little colder. Number three is you can maintain a positive mood. You know, up here in northern New England, we have people that suffer from cabin fever when it gets really cold because you get stuck inside, the days are shorter, you just kind of get into this rut. And if you can get out during those colder months, do some running, get out in the sunshine, release some of those hormones that make you feel better, it improves your mood and helps you beat cabin fever. So that's another great benefit. So I hope you enjoyed today's segment. If you have a comment or a question, I'd love to hear from you. Visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/feedback to leave a voicemail right from your computer. Just click the big record button and start talking. It's as easy as that. For more information and full episodes of the Outside Health and Fitness podcast, visit outsidehealthandfitness.com.